Okay, here we go. We are on the second chapter of Hilchos Erchin Vecharomim, Halacha Aleph, and chapter two is also relatively not difficult. So, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Aleph Ha'omer. Now, listen carefully here. Erech Yodi. I want the Erech, the spiritual value of my hand, or Erech Eini, or the spiritual value of my eyes. Oragli, or my feet, a liar upon me, to give the financial value representing the spiritual value. Oh, Sha'amar, Erech Yad Zeh, or the value of this hand. Oh, Eino, a liar, his eye, I'm going to pay for. Lo Amar Klum, he said effectively nothing. Because the Pasuk says, Be'erkecha,
that's it.
With your value, not Be'erkech, not with the value. Meaning to say, you have to give your whole value, and you can't just give a value of some limbs. All right? However, Erech Libi, the value of my heart. O Kvedi, or my liver. Olai, I have to give. O Erech Libo Shol Pleno, Akova Shol Pleno Olai. Or someone else's heart, and someone else's liver. Nice and Erech Kula. Then you have to give the full value of yourself or that person, because those are body parts that the whole soul depends on.
Vital organs.
It's a vital organ, and the Pasuk also says, Be'er kecha nefashos, by the value of your souls. And the whole, yes. V'chein kol aver, and any limb. Shem yinatel min achayamus. You take it out of a human being, and you take it out, it'll die. Imam Arkel, he says, the value of that limb. Nice and Arkel, we give the full value, because that is the whole person. But now you got to be careful with the subtleties here. Just one little nuance can change everything. Base. Amar chatsi erki olai. If half of my full financial, spiritual value I want to give. So you're looking at the full person, but I only want to give half of that. Then no say chatsi erki. You can give half of that. Because as opposed to just my hand, which is nothing, it's not the person. But I'm saying I recognize I have a full value. So of my full value, I want to give half of that any full value. Any fraction would be fine, because you're not picking a limb out, you see. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Erech chatsyi olai, if he says the value of half of me, half of my body, well, guess what? If we cut half of your body out, you're dead. So that's an important thing. No scenario, you have the full value. Shef shirdatel chetzu, you can't split a person in half and he still lives. Okay, this was now using the expression of erech. Now we're going to go back to the other expression of domim, the financial value, not the spiritual value, but as sold in the slave market. And now we're going to go through the same things again. Homer, demei yadi olai. The financial market as sold as a slave of my hand. The financial value of Paul's hand. Whoa. Or anyone else's hand. What do we do then? Well, we do evaluate. Because this is just money. It's a whole different story. So what do we do? Shaman also, he's going to tell us the rule and give us a for instance. Shaman also, kama hu shava bayad, we evaluate how much on the slave market is he worth with a hand. Yeah. How much is it worth without a hand? And you give the difference to the Hegdish. Kate said, what's the example? Let's say, let's say if you sell the whole guy, he's worth 50. If you sell him all, where the guy, the owner says, I'm going to sell you the whole slave, but I'm keeping his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And now his right hand can't do any work for you. It can only do work for me.
Be your right hand man, I suppose.
The purchaser does not get any of that hand. And if he only gets that without the right hand, shomer, he's only worth 40.
Yeah.
Nimsa comes out and says, Yishchayv l'sham l'hegdish asur. The guy has to give 10 to Hegdish. Because that's the financial worth. All right? Financial I'm worth without a hand. So I'm worth a lot, just minus the hands. So it's just the hand, so it's worth that much. So it's totally different than if he would say, the erich of my hand.
Right.
Because an erech, it has to be the whole, the body depends on it.
Yeah.
The financial value does not require that. Yeah. What about same thing, dot homer, to me roshi, the financial value of my brains, okvedi of my my liver alai.
Liver.
O tvei rosh shel ploni alai, o libo kvedo alai, or the financial value of someone else's brain, or his heart, or his liver, I'm going to give. Then, obviously, no saint may kul. You have to give the full financial amount. Because
yeah.
We compare financial things to erech in certain ways. And this is one of the ways that we're comparing it, that if it's the whole soul depends on it, then that's the whole value that you're giving.
Well, so you couldn't do the math. You couldn't do the value of a person without a brain.
That's right. He's got no value. Exactly. V'chein ha'omer, t'mei chetz yolai. I want to give half of my worth.
Straw man.
Half of myself. No, somebody, you have to give the whole thing. But if he says, Omer, chatzi domai alai, half of my financial worth, not half of me, but half of my financial worth, then no sin chatzi, then you give half of the money. Because I say, I have a value of a whole person, I just want to give half of the whole value of the person, as opposed
that's
to
okay.
Selling half of the person. Okay, hey, now we're going to switch to a different way. What about your weight?
Whoa.
I want to vow my weight. Homer mishkali alai, my weight should go to Hektish. O mishkal ploni alai, or someone's weight. So what do you do? No say mishkala. You'd weigh the guy. And now depending on the weight of what? In other words, I'm going to give my weight in gold or my weight in silver. Depends what he says. Im kesef, if he says, I want to give my weight in silver, kesef, give his weight in silver. Im zov, if it's gold, gold. Kamo shepei resh, as if he explained it.
For the right? Conversation.
The way he explains it.
I definitely weigh myself in the morning then rather than at night.
Okay, right. Recall. Yes. So therefore, if he says, my weight in gold, then it's gold, my weight in silver. We'll see in a minute. What if he doesn't explain? We'll see in a minute. Amar mishkal yad. What do you say? I want the weight of my hand. My hand in gold.
Or regular,
my foot in gold. Gold finger.
Whoa.
Growing. We say like this. Kama hiruya lishko. Figure, how much does the hand weigh? Venosein mamon sheperish. And give the money as he explains, if it's gold or silver. Now what is he coming to exclude? He's coming to exclude, well, maybe we could do this. Let's just put his hand in a tub of water.
And displace it.
And see how much you displace. And that much you displace. But you can't do that because the weight of the water that's displaced is not the same weight as his arm.
Right.
Volume is not mass. So therefore, it's got to be what the hand
except
weighs.
Except for water. Water, yes. Volume is mass.
Okay. Now, here's the question. So if you're going to give your hand in gold, how far is your hand? How much is a hand?
To the wrist.
So ad hatzil, till the elbow.
Whoa.
That's what a hand
a
is.
Deal.
Okay, that's
good
what a
deal.
Hand
good
is.
Deal.
For regal and the weight of my foot, adar kuva until the knee. Lafisha benedarim holchem achalosh menon, because we talk about vows, we go after the ways people express themselves, and normal people refer to a hand. Let me see your hand. My yad is this.
Well, that changed nowadays. I think most people would say hand is to the wrist.
Well, I don't know. But that is in other areas. However, this is when it comes to vows. Commentary says in other areas, the hand really goes until the shoulder.
Wow.
In other areas. Oh. But when it's a vow, we assume the vow goes till there.
How about washing the hands?
I guess everything would depend
shoulder.
On, you know, what the way people
yes,
speak.
When we wash our hands, hold it until Asher Dayan, it's to the wrist.
Yeah, but that's a halacha. As, you know, that's a halacha, but that's not what we usually refer to. In the days of the Talmud, they referred to a hand as, this is my hand. Or my yad, yeah. Vav, ha'omer, what do I say? This is interesting. Komasi olai, I'm going to give my height. Kesev in silver, osav in gold. So now, what is, I'm going to give my height in gold. So what is that exactly?
Yeah.
Well, interesting. So what does that do? No sein sharvit. She'eno nichpof. He has to give a stick, like a stick that doesn't bend over, which is thick like his height. It stands by itself. In other words, find a block of gold that is a silhouette of you. Like it's like
a ruler or something like that. Like,
yeah, but it seems to be also as thick as you.
Oh, as thick as you.
Yeah, as thick as well, that it doesn't bend. Doesn't bend.
Right. Okay.
Because that's we assume what you mean. But if he says, but it's not just my height, but he says, Melo komasi, the extent of my height. No saying sharvit she'enu nichbav melo kamasa mimin sheperish. He has to give like the stick that's thick and doesn't bend over, as he explained, gold or silver. But if he said not my height, but omer melo kamasi, the extent of my height. Now he's focusing more on the extent of it. No san afilu sharvit she'nichbav. You can give him a stick that even would be bent over. Mimin sheperish, meaning it's not so thick. I mean, if a stick, the stand, it's got to have a lot of thickness to it. But if he just means really just the height, then it could be something thin that kind of bends over like that. It doesn't have to have that thickness.
It's still a prince.
Okay, Zion. Ha'omer, what if he says, Mishkole, my weight in, I didn't say what, just my weight. I'm giving my weight to the base of English. For Perish Mason, he doesn't say if it's gold or silver, anything. So now it depends. We have to evaluate the kind of guy he is and what we assume he would be giving. So if he is the most wealthy man in the world,
it's gold,
and everything he's got on his plane is made with gold on it.
Whoa.
Golden handles, everything's gold.
Gold.
Then we can assume he's very wealthy. We can assume you have to change the gears a little bit over here. Kesum niskaven, he intends, not veniskaven, niskaven, he intends, lamatan rob, he intends to give the good gift. And therefore, no sin mishkolozov. He probably wants to give gold. In other words, if the situation has us understand that that's probably what he meant. Now, obviously, he can turn around and say, I didn't mean it. But if we're not sure, then we assume that's what he meant. V'adin ba'omer, similar if he says, mishkal yodi, the weight of my hand, or regli, or my foot, or komasi, or my hand, height. V'lo perish, but then say, what kind of material? No sin of you have gold. But the main muflik beshers, but he's not outstandingly wealthy, then no say mishkal yodo midvarm shadark and shakabo samakam. Then he gives the weight of all the different body parts as to what they normally would weigh things by. Afilu peros, even if they weigh things by fruits, even onions.
Oh, onions.
My weight in onions. Garlic. Depends what they usually weigh things by. Vehein no saying sharvit melo kamos afil shalech. You can even give him a stick, a full stick made out of wood. Whoa. Weight of wood, much wood costs. Everything is on the money, depending on his money, what we think his intent is, how philanthropic he is. We have to assume what would the evidence suggest about this fellow. Now, here's a very interesting, confusing expression. We have no idea what he means. Homer, he says, Omdi olai, I vow to give to the base of Migdash the value of my standing. Yeshivasilai, the value of my sitting. Omekom yeshivasilai, or the value of the place I am sitting. Or rachbilai, or my width. Or avilai, my thickness. Hekefilai, my circumference. Kol elasafik, these are all doubts in the Gemara. We don't know what in the world he means. We'll just give you one or two examples. You don't have to go through each one of these. He says, my standing I'm giving. What does he mean? Does he mean to say like a stick that could stand by itself and doesn't bend over? Or did he mean a stick that would bend over? Does he mean the full thickness or not the full thickness? So all these expressions can be interpreted for a much more expensive one or for a least expensive. And we're not sure what he means. As the Rambam says, kol elu safik. They're all doubts in the Gemara. They don't know the answer. Therefore, what do we do? Umei vilifimana. We give it based on what we feel he's worth. And we'll go, if he's wealthy, we'll assume the most expensive way to explain it, and the opposite as well. Achram, unless, well, you know, we think you were going to give really the full value. No, look at us, I didn't mean that. Oh, if he said I didn't mean that, that's fine. But what if he makes, what if he dies after saying we didn't find out what he means? Now, here becomes a different question. When we're dealing with a vow, we're not sure what the vow means, and he's not helping us. We have to go on the strict side, because if it was supposed to be strict, he gives little, he's not fulfilling his vow, and that's an isser.
If you overfulfill it, it's not so bad.
It's an isser. But children having to pay, that's a monetary issue.
Right.
If they don't pay, they don't have an isser.
Right.
It's just paying a debt of their father. Monetary issues, we go lenient. And therefore, if he dies, they give the least amount that can be understood from that expression. Okay, test. How about another statement? Omar Harei Olai Matbea Kesef. I'm going to give a coin of silver. Now, what kind of coin? So again, Lo Yivchas can't be less than a dinar kesef, a dinar silver coin, when he says a coin. Because we assume when you say a matpeya, a coin, it's usually a silver coin, is a dinar. What if he said, I want to give a matpeya nechoshes, a copper coin? Don lo yivchos mi mo kesev. Then not to give the nice amount of a ma of silver.
No, silver.
Silver, because silver. We say that a ma is 1/6 of a dinar kesev, and it weighs 16 barley corns, while the dinar is 96 barley corns. Okay, so that the ma of that
what
is...
Doesn't he say yavi nechoshes b'shevi mea kesev?
No.
Kaftet?
He says, Yavi necho, no, he does.
You see, lo yifkot nechoshes,
the value of nechoshes that's worth a ma of silver.
Okay, got it.
The amount of copper that's worth a ma, that's a sixth of a dinar.
Right.
Sixth of a dinar. That much copper that's worth that much silver. Harei bars, I'm going to give iron. He can't give less than a square ama that was used to fit as a blade that was put went on top of the Beis Hamikdash, and it was there to scare away birds. That was the understanding if you said you wanted to give that away. Essence is explained in its place. Okay. How about, that's if he said a specific coin. What if he says in your Homer, Harei Olai Kes, I'm going to give silver. Didn't even say silver coin. Or silver gold. Well, this didn't even say a coin. So what does he have to do? You have a Losh and Shulgah, he has to bring a tongue, a ingot of silver, or silver gold. And Yia Mishkolo, and it should be of a significant weight.
That's more than a coin.
Yeah, because it's like a tongue, right? It's a long thing. And it should be a significant weight. How much? I'm not sure until he says, Lola Cognizant, I didn't mean that much.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, take one this big. Well, not that much. Okay, how about this? Oh, yeah, that's more like it. Okay. All right. V'chein in perish ha-mishko. What if he did say a specific amount of what kind of coin? But he forgot. I don't remember which coin I said. Or how much? Then he would give until he says, Lola Cognizant, I didn't mean that. Okay, Yudalf. We're going to finish the parak today. We're going to do one whole parak today. Mirza Shem. Echad Omer. What if a guy says like this? I don't know why the Rambam said this is just repeating something. We know this already. I'm not sure why he's saying this. Echad Omer. It doesn't matter if a person says, it says, Domei Alai, my financial value I want to give. O Domei Ploni Alai, or someone else's financial value I want to give. Omer, he says, Harei Alai Mana, or I'm going to give a Mana, 100, O Chamishim, or 50. O kesef or silver, o zov or gold. Hakol heimanik. They're all called chayavi domim. That's all called financial obligations. Vahadomim, and we know that financial obligations, vaharachim, and the spiritual valuations, they all go where? Lebet HaKabayis, to the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. Kamoshi b'yarnu, as we have already explained. So I guess it's just saying there's other expressions that are also considered financial expressions. Now we just go back and discuss something we touched on in the past. Exactly where did it go for Beit HaKabayis? And now they're going to discuss the number of offices that were in the base of Migdash and where collections took place. This is now just a little bit of historical thing. Shtei lishkas, there were two rooms in the base of Migdash. Hayu b'Migdash. Achas lishkas chashoim, one was called the room of secrecy. Achas lishkas akelim, and one was called the utensil room. What was there? Lishkas Chashoim, the room of secrets. What was going on there? Yirechei, God-fearing people, what would they do? Nosin l'tocho b'chashoi. They go in discreetly when nobody was looking, and they put in money there, discreetly. And then the people who were running that the room in charge, what would they do? They'd look, they'd take the money. They don't know who gave it. And then, v'aniyim b'nei tovim, then they'd find poor people who were good people, and they would be discreetly given the money. That's the highest level of tzedakah. Exactly. That's the discreet room. No plaques, no nothing. You know, you're going in just at closing time. You're sneaking, oh, don't look at me, it's here. Okay, boop, put $100 in there.
How did they know who the B'nai Tovim were?
They knew, you know. People know who are good people. Okay. You can know, you know, miuchasim, people sitting learning all day long. Okay. You know, they know who the good people were. Okay. That was the room of secrets. That has nothing to do with our discussion. Lishkas hakelim, the office of utensils, was komishis nadif kli, anyone who donated a utensil. Zarko, it's an interesting expression, zarko, they threw it in.
Throw it in. It's dented.
They put it in. Yeah. And then it just piled up. It was just a pile up. You know, the goodwill box. Va'achas, it shows him once every 30 days, ha'gizborim, the treasures, well, they'd open up, let's see what's inside.
Oh boy.
Kol kli shenim tzabo, tzorach lebedek habayis, any utensils there that the Beis HaMikdash could use for upkeep, ma'nichon, so they'd leave it for that and use it for the upkeep. Va'ashar, anything that was extra, they didn't need it, nimkarim, they'd sell it, udmeim, and the money they would get for it, no foolish customers will be used for upkeep. In other words, you know, you don't always get what you need, right? You need a little drywall. I don't think they need a drywall in the basement.
No,
but
anyway, they
didn't
have drywall.
But they need a certain thing. So if they don't have it, so okay, all the things will sell. And you give some money, you use the money for that. Now, but there's still other things that people would give besides the aniyim and besides for the Berak HaBayis. There was another room where people put money in and went for karbanos.
Yeah.
It was another lishka, right?
They didn't have the pushka.
Yes. Yeah, so Yud Gimel, Hutzrachu L'Kotche Mizbeach. Let's say they needed kutshim for the Mizbeach. They needed money to bring animal offerings. V'lo Hispiglam Trumas HaLishka. Now, the third office was called the Trumas HaLishka. And that's where they collected all the shkalim that people gave throughout the year. And they were short. What do you do if you're short? They go to the office for the kutchim berek habayis. Take a few chairs, sell them, get the money, buy korbanos with that. But the opposite you can't do. What if you find out, you know, renovations, basically, are going slow. We're not getting enough donations. Right? Of all and if goes, but for low matzu, they don't have enough.
Lo
belishkas. Belishkas berek habayis. There's not enough in that lishka to help them. Okay, maybe let's go into that other lishka where the karbanos are. No. You can't take what's for kachim because that's a higher level of holiness. Can't take something for a higher level of holiness for a lower level of holiness.
When you could go to get the money to buy karbanos, was it a loan? Or do you have to pay it back? No. Or you just took it?
Just took it.
So it wasn't borrowed to be returned.
It's government agency to government agency.
Right.
It's the same hand.
Yeah.
You don't, it doesn't matter.
Right,
it's your right hand.
Right up to the shoulder.
It's your right hand giving to your left hand.
Dig really deep.